hello and welcome to TBH Beyond Borders podcast. This is episode 4 and I'm here with Naomi. Thanks so much for being here, Naomi.
Yeah, all good. Thank you for having me.
You're from Malaysia and you're studying creative industries at QUT.
Yep.
And so let's start there. How's your experience as an international student in Brisbane?
Yeah, so far it's been great. It's only like my second year and I'm only here for 2 years, but it has been quite a challenge, you know, coming to a new place, trying to survive, make sure you have groceries, a clean house, good studies. So yeah, it's like basically learning how to be an adult.
That's true.
But it's been good. I'm here. Yeah, I'm alive.
I think it's more than good because over the podcast, we'll cover all the things that you've done as a student back home, but also as a student here.
Yeah.
So one of the things that I want to talk about is your role as the vice president of the QUT Malaysian Student Association.
Yeah.
So how did that come about? So how did you get involved with the Malaysian community at QUT?
Yeah, so when I came to QUT last year, I wasn't like an executive member at all.
Yeah, yeah.
So I just came in, just had fun with the group, and basically, yeah, just trying to find a community that I can be around with.
Yeah.
And I would say that I kind of was good friends with the committee at that time.
Yeah.
So when the AGM came about and it was time to apply, I was like, okay, you know what? Maybe I'll go for like the social media role.
Yes.
Because I am doing media and communication. So I thought, yeah, that would fit my field more.
Yeah.
But then the committee members actually approached me and said, like, would you like to try vice president? Because we think you can lead and you're quite bubbly. So that'll be a good balance.
Yeah, yeah,
to lead and then to be around a team. So I was like, whoa, that's quite huge. But yeah, sure.
That's quite,
why not?
That's quite, I think that really, I would take that as a huge compliment if the committee thinks.
Yeah. Yeah, I was really flattered. I'm like, oh, you think I'm worth it? I can do this? So yeah, I went for it. And so we had a speech and during the AGM, and I talked about how like we are all our, like, because in... So
was this a speech after you were elected, or did you have to give a speech
before we were elected?
Okay.
So we had to, I think there was another candidate and myself, so we had to give a speech on like how we would contribute to the team and everything.
Right, right.
And I just basically spoke about how, like, you know, we are all we have in the community.
Yeah.
And I kind of brought up this weird metaphor saying that like everyone is each other's like Maggi Mee and chili sauce, because these are some of the things that Malaysians bring over from Malaysia because we don't have it here. So I said, yeah, we're all our Maggi Mees and our chili sauce, so we need to stick together because we are what reminds each other of home. And
I see why you got elected.
I like puns, I like food, put it all together, and that's what we got.
It's really cool.
So yeah, that's how I got it, and I'm still alive, almost retiring in about 2 weeks because it's the end of the year already.
Right, so you've completed 1 year as the vice president.
Exactly.
So how was your experience?
Yeah, it was definitely all very new, taking on that amount of responsibility on top of, you know, trying to survive on your own in a new country.
Yeah.
But it was good because like bonding with these people in the committee, like you really get a new family and everyone's kind of supporting each other to especially like help the other Malaysians.
Right.
So it was good in the sense where, yeah, I actually had like a very stable group of friends and we helped each other. You know, there was like planning events, keeping everyone in touch. So I was basically making sure that everyone was communicating well.
Right.
So it was a lot of that, and I think I was pretty much multitasking as a vice president.
Yeah,
you do a bit of everything, right?
Yeah.
So I was still helping out with social media like I wanted to do, giving input on the events, helping out at the events, sourcing for sponsors, contributors, getting in touch with like QUT people as well, the department, and asking them. So I learned a lot about cable trays and like event safety measures. So that was a plus that I was not expecting to learn, but yeah, that was
something. All the experiences that you've gained as the vice president for the QUT Malaysian Society Students Association is also something that then later helped you with being a co-project manager.
Yes.
Which is something that will come later, but before we jump into that, I want to talk about, I think societies and clubs are very authentically university experiences. And there are a lot of benefits that students get from being and participating in these clubs and societies. So over the time of your role as a vice president, what do you think and how do you think the QUT Malaysian Student Association has helped other Malaysian students in QUT?
Yeah, so I realized like the biggest thing about Malaysians is like food. So if you have Malaysian food, you know there'll be Malaysian students coming around. And recently we had like a banana leaf rice event.
Okay.
Because like I realized in Brisbane there's a lot of northern Indian food, not a lot of southern. And in Malaysia we eat more southern Indian food. So we had a banana leaf as our banana leaf event as like our welcoming event.
Because I was
going
to say, like when you said banana leaf, I just assumed that that was also a tradition that was existing in Malaysia, because I was going to bring up that banana leaf is a very South Indian way to have food.
Yep, exactly. So in Malaysia, it's mostly Southern Indian.
Oh.
Yeah, so you don't get that a lot here. So we thought like it'd be a great idea to have that. And a lot of people came for that event and they were all actually quite happy at how it turned out. They're like, oh, this is really authentic because we got the banana leaves. We made everyone sit down at a table and have them. We served each of them, right? Like how
so
you do it.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yes.
So we made sure it was like super authentic. So I think it was just, it's just about like giving the community a space to be together and be Malaysian. Because it's different, right? It definitely is. So I think giving them that space and like a community to be safe. You know, expressing your Malaysian idiosyncrasies and all that. So I think it was good.
There's also a good strategy to get them to attend events. It's basically you get food.
Yes.
Oh, and then Malaysians, the members will follow.
Malaysian food is a huge plus.
Yeah.
You know you have to have that. Like at almost every event, we try to bring in some sort of Malaysian food, whether it's like a dessert or... we have nasi lemak, which is like... So we try and get that quite often as well. So I think having food in the community is like such a big uniting factor.
Yes.
So I think that was like one of our main focuses, the food.
And I think it's definitely worked.
Yeah.
Because I wanted to be there for the banana leaf.
Oh, is it? Yeah. Oh, no, yeah. It was quite crowded. We actually had a lot more people coming in who didn't register. And we're like, you have to wait because the other people signed up.
Right.
And if there's extras... then we can give it to you. But yeah, that was quite a successful one. Yeah.
And also with Malaysia and food and Malaysians and food, I think it's also something that we see in a lot of Asian countries where food is something that's really close to us.
Yes, yeah.
So say for example, someone from Malaysia is listening, an international student from Malaysia is listening.
Yeah.
What is what are the cheat codes that you use to survive in Brisbane when it comes to Malaysian food?
Okay, yeah, that is super important. So I actually bring like quite a bit of stuff back from Malaysia.
Yeah.
So we have like our 3-in-1 coffees. So I'll bring that. Malaysian Milo is different from Australian Milo. So apparently I think the Milo over here is a bit more chocolatey. Or is it the other way around? And back home, it's...
I'm just very interested that you noticed.
Yeah, no, it really does make a difference. So... because like back home in Malaysia, they also sell Australian Milo and it's a bit more expensive.
Right.
And people assumed it's better. But when I did try it, I'm like, you know what? I still kind of prefer the Malaysian Milo.
It's just something you're used to.
Yeah, you grew up with it.
Yeah, exactly.
It's the flavor. So I actually brought packets, like little tiny ones from Malaysia. So bring your own Milo. they do not have Maggi curry flavor over here.
That's true.
Or tom yum or laksa. So you have to bring those. And I hear people bring like Maggi chili sauce.
Yes.
Because they don't actually have like the sweet chilies. Well, not a big option.
Yeah.
Right. So you have that. And then I actually do this thing where I buy pre-made frozen curry pastes. So there's this lady near my place in Malaysia. She's like a restaurant, a head chef for a restaurant.
Yeah.
And so she cooks a lot of Eurasian curries. So my mom's Eurasian, so I enjoy Eurasian curries. And you don't get that quite often in Malaysia as well. And what more in Brisbane? So she makes the curries, she freezes them, packs them all up, seals it tightly.
Yeah.
So I just buy like containers, and because it's frozen, it doesn't melt that much in the bag. So that's pretty lucky. Bring it over and just whenever I want curries, just like take it out. It's all done.
Exactly.
I don't have to like blend the onions.
No.
Have like worry about where I can get all the right ingredients.
Spices. And
exactly.
Yeah.
No, it's quite difficult to source some of the spices.
Yeah, yeah.
And if you don't have a car, you have to go to the other markets out there. That's quite inconvenient.
Yeah.
So frozen curries or curry packs, basically.
Yeah.
Those are your good friends.
I mean, I'm just surprised by how far we, and that includes me, how far we go as international students just to get food.
Yeah, no, really.
it's so important to us.
It really is.
Yeah.
You can't function without like all of the authentic stuff.
Yeah.
Because I think you can get, like if you try really hard, you probably can get the authentic food.
Yes.
But it's probably going to be more expensive.
Yes.
And sometimes it's just not up to your expectations.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm just like, why am I going to pay so much more for something that isn't as
exactly.
great? Yeah.
There are a lot of restaurants, Indian restaurants in Brisbane that specifically mention authentic Indian cuisine. And I'm like, don't do that
no.
to me. Don't raise my expectations.
Yeah, exactly. Don't give me false hope. I'm going to go there and I'm just going to be
a little disappointed.
Yeah,
not a lot.
Exactly.
Just a little disappointed.
Yeah. It's not the same, right?
Yeah. So. But then again, I'm also surprised that even when I have Indian food, and I'm not sure if it's the same with Malaysian food, but even when I have Indian food, and even though I'm slightly disappointed, but I'm still surprised that if you think about it in a bigger picture, like you're an ocean, like that you're in different hemispheres of the world, and my food from a different hemisphere is almost recreated in a different hemisphere.
Yeah.
So when I look at it that way, I'm like, yeah, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah, I guess when you put it that way, that is true. For like, it is not easy to get it like 100%. But the
fact I completely get it that they don't get it 100%.
Brownie points for you, A for effort, but B plus for execution. It's okay. It's the thought that counts. That's
true. So now moving on from the Malaysian Student Association to events and planning events.
Yeah.
So you actually were the MC for Chuchra, which is the Malaysian event that happens in Queensland.
Yeah.
And you also helped them with photography and videography. And that was last year.
Yeah.
But this year, you're actually the co-project manager for it.
Yep. That's quite a big promotion, I'd say. So what happened was, basically, Chuchra is an initiative under MASCA, which is like the Malaysian-Australian Student Council of Australia. And they kind of like oversee all the other Malaysian student associations. And basically every year they have this event called Chuchra, and it's like a multicultural event to showcase Malaysia's cultures and traditions. So last year I was part of the creative digital team under MASCA. And I was helping out with videography and photography. So I did actually do some recording for the event last year. But they also approached me and asked if I could MC. So that was like my first time emceeing at anything. So that was quite nerve-wracking, but it allowed me to actually get behind the scenes of planning an event before I got into MISA, which was like planning events all the time, and Chuchra as a co-project manager this year. So I think everything kind of fell in place. So after being the vice president, I felt like, you know what? I think I can probably take on a bigger role because I have some understanding of how events work. So I got into co-project managing. We started planning maybe like, I think it was March. March was when they started the very foundations.
Selection process.
And then in May, that's when we had the meeting and there were like 35 to 36 of us in the committee. And so I remember the first meeting, nobody knew what we were going to do. I'm like, am I qualified to sit here and talk to everyone? But yeah, it was a huge learning curve because we had so many departments. We had like trading and booth, food department, entertainment, logistics, marketing and marketing and designing. So my role was basically overseeing three departments, and then the other co-project manager was taking another three. So facilitating communication in those departments, and then
also between the three departments.
Yeah. So it was a lot of group messages. Like I had so many group messages, and I'm like, oh, I have to check this one. I have to check
and
that
one. And all of
one.
This while you're also actively studying full time.
Yes, that's right. And the vice president. So, but thankfully, the president took over more of the tasks and the workload when I was co-project managing that, because that would have been really difficult
much,
to juggle. It was a lot, but it was good. I was learning a lot of the ropes, figuring out how everything was going to work. And this year's event was, I think, a little bit more significant because so happened our Independence Day falls on a Saturday this year. So we decided to combine Chuchra and our Independence Day.
Two birds, one stone.
But that just meant like more pressure. You have to get this right. So it was, I would say it went pretty well for something that I was taking on for like the very first time.
I would say it went really well based on what I've heard.
It's very really cool. Reassuring.
And also the committee that came together to put this event together were most of them also students?
I think everyone working on it was a student. nobody, I mean, unless you're talking about like our contributors and sponsors, everyone was a student. Everybody was studying, engineering students who are like super busy as well, and from different universities. Yeah. So, you know, sometimes we had meetings at UQ, sometimes we had them at QUT, and it was just, and like during the winter break back home.
Yeah.
So some of us went back to Malaysia and we were actually bringing stuff from Malaysia because it's slightly cheaper.
Right.
Yeah, so communicating with the people in Malaysia, getting them to bring stuff over, it was a lot of coordinating.
Yeah.
So.
And everything has to go right.
Yeah, exactly.
For the event to come together.
Yep.
And it did.
It did,
really cool.
It did. But the last few weeks, like leading up to the event was, it was hell. But like in the best way possible, because at least, you know, things are working.
Right.
People are like getting things together. And I guess at the beginning of planning everything, you can't really feel it because you don't see anything happening.
Come together.
Yeah,
yes.
Exactly. Like people are just planning things here and there.
Yeah, yeah.
But as things started to come together and you could see the props and the decoration and everybody just communicating, you're just like, oh,
this is happening.
Yeah, this is our baby. It's working out. So it was really good. Yeah, it was really rewarding and I think like the biggest thing I've ever done.
Yeah.
And in my life. Yeah.
And it's also, I think, a moment of pride for you to be able to be at the to manage a project at such a high level.
Yeah.
For your country.
Mm-hmm.
In a different country.
That's right.
Along with people from your country. I think that's a very it's a great atmosphere and a great team to be with.
It's quite heartwarming. Yeah, I think so.
And I'm also fascinated by the logistics of it because like this great event came together and to think of it. It was just students. It was just Malaysian students.
That's right.
In different universities in Queensland who were putting this together.
Yeah.
It was really cool.
Yeah, no, the team did really well. And on that level, especially as students, I would say we did a pretty good job. Yeah.
So while you're also doing that and the Queensland Malaysian Student, the QUT Malaysian Student Association, and also you're doing your bachelor's, you're also interning.
Yes, I am.
So how is that going?
So thankfully, Chitra was on the 31st of August, and I only started interning on the 2nd of September.
Okay.
So I had like a 2-day break before getting into something again.
Yeah.
So I'm currently interning at a PR and marketing company.
Yeah.
So that one's gonna, that's for a period of like 3 months, and then I'm doing my capstone unit, and almost retiring from QUT MISA.
Yeah.
And then I'm out into the world of unemployment, another big chapter.
For just 2 days as well.
Just a 2-day break and then I'm back into it. Yeah.
And then you're back into another job.
Exactly. Yeah. It's a lot, but I mean, university is like, you know, they say it's what you make the most out of it, right?
Yeah. So you are making the most out of it.
Yeah, I would say so.
So after working as a volunteer and also giving your time to MISA and also MASCA events such as, you know, Chitra.
Yeah.
How is it working for a firm now?
Yeah, so I think it's a little bit different because I'm like, I'm making connections with the industry now.
Right.
And it's a completely different culture because this was all very Malaysian.
Yeah.
And now I'm at a PR company and we're based in South Bank. And it's the Australian,
more
it's
global?
The Brisbane scene.
Yes,
exactly.
Okay.
So like I had tasks where I had to look for influencers and contacts and I had to, you know where, like which media outlets to look for.
Right.
And as an international student, I'm like, where do I start? Like, who do I look for? I have no connections here. I have no idea what the scene is like. So like, even I was searching for newspaper articles and they were saying, oh yeah, sorry, we just only want local media, like Brisbane media. And I'm like, wait, which newspaper is from Brisbane? Which newspaper is from Sydney? Like, it was just a whole different, it was a whole different scene. And so even though the skills were transferable, like, okay, what database you can start looking for or what type of, where you can, what tools you can use, it's just, what do I look for? You know,
exactly,
that's what I didn't know.
Yeah.
So I think it's a shift, but it's new and
that will also
cool.
allow you, because I think the shift from working with Malaysian students and Malaysian events to something more local and also something more global would also allow you to later take that to any part of the world.
Yeah, definitely.
Because you've mastered the transition.
Mm.
So now you can have that transition anywhere you go.
I would hope so. Which is
a very good skill set to have.
Yeah, definitely. Especially today, right? Everybody expects you to be able to be flexible.
Yeah.
And just like switch whenever.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's not easy, but I think it's good that I'm starting out at this level. Like before I go out into like the world and start everything, at least
the real world.
Yeah, the real
world.
Exactly. Yeah, branding right there. But yeah, I mean, before I go out, at least I already have a sense of what to expect and what I can at least try to do and look for. So I think it's a good balance. Yeah, the Malaysian side and the Brisbane side.
Right.
So yeah, it's kind of come together.
Yeah.
It was not planned, but it's
coming
good.
Together.
Yeah, it's coming
just
together.
Just like Chisra.
Yeah.
It's coming together.
It is. So quite happy with it. Yeah.
So also going back to back home in Malaysia when you did your diploma, you also did some filmmaking there.
Mm-hmm, that's right.
And one of the documentaries that you made won the Star Award at your university.
Yeah.
So what was that documentary about?
Okay, so I did a diploma in communication back home in Malaysia, and I was majoring in broadcasting. So we were doing filming, script writing, TV broadcast as well. So for one of our final year projects, or I think it was in that semester, we had to make a documentary, and I can't remember how it came about, but we decided to do a documentary about childcare in Malaysia.
Yep.
So it's quite common in, I don't know whether it's just in the Asian countries, but like for both parents to work, right? So in Malaysia, you have a lot of caretakers, or I guess you would say maids, helping them at home. So all the kids would be sent to like daycares and whatnot. So we decided to look into how that affects the children's development, because it's such an important stage in their life. So if they are without their parents, how would that affect them?
That's
and what are the nurseries and childcare centers doing to kind of supplement what they're not getting from their parents?
Right.
So yeah, we spoke to the childcare centers, we spoke to some teachers, parents, and I think we even managed to get a child psychologist to kind of explain, is it detrimental, is it good, is it bad? So yeah, that was nominated for the Star Awards, which is basically part of the communication faculty, and any works that is done by the students will get nominated by their lecturers for outstanding work. So I was quite surprised to hear that we were nominated and that we won that. And yeah, no, that was really cool.
So with everything that you did in your diploma and also the creative industries that you're doing right now, you've had a plethora of experiences and also skills.
Yeah.
You worked with different departments in different sections of and in different fields.
Yeah.
So going forward, do you have anything in mind, or do you have a few things in mind that you want to get into? Like, is it PR? Is it marketing? Is it filmmaking? Is it documentary making?
Yeah, so it's funny because I just figured out what I wanted to do like just a couple of weeks ago.
Okay.
Because we had to do this portfolio and like a professional plan for our capstone. So it got me thinking, like, what do I really want to do? You know, yeah, I've done so much, but where do I want to focus it on?
Yeah.
And I've kind of always wanted to delve into advertising for some reason.
Yeah.
You know, the whole idea of coming up with a creative idea of how to communicate something.
Yeah.
But with climate change and everything, I was just like, do I really want to, you know, contribute to consumerism and the whole idea where advertising makes you feel, or in some cases, advertising makes you feel lesser so you can buy their product.
Right.
And I'm like, yeah, I'm not about that, even though I do enjoy
the process
of coming up with the idea, you know, like a smart way to tell that story. So I was thinking, you know, with all the project managing that I've been doing, which I wasn't expecting to do at all, I think I could definitely put there maybe into, project managing, you know, client accounts.
Yeah.
And not in a corporate world, at least. Well, not at the end, not as my end goal.
Yeah.
So maybe corporate just to start out and get a feel of what everything's all about, how things work. But I would definitely like to do something that would actually contribute back to my community back in Malaysia.
Right.
So I would like to stay on for a bit, get a bit more work experience here, because it is challenging. It is pushing me to do new things.
Yes.
And with all that skills I have, go home and make a difference with it.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, so something community-based, maybe NGOs, I'm not sure just yet. I haven't found a cause that I want to give to, but I definitely know it's something about giving back. Yeah.
I think this whole thing is a great full circle, and like it makes complete sense to me, because you would love advertisement because you like telling stories in the form of filmmaking, which you've done in your diploma, but it also has some of branding, which is something that you're doing now and also with the firm that you're working with.
Yeah.
But you've also worked with the Malaysian community, that it makes sense that you would use all these skills to give back to your community.
Yeah, I wasn't, you know, people are always asking me, oh, what do you plan to do after you graduate? And I could never give them an answer.
But this answer is perfect. Like, it makes sense.
Yeah, no, it really does. And I wasn't, like, when I figured it out, I'm like, I got it, like, it was a moment and I'm like, this is what I'm gonna do.
Yeah.
So, like, I think everything just worked out well. The fact that, yeah, I came from, like, filming, as you mentioned, and then going to the Malaysian Society, project managing, and then my current capstone unit, which, like, you know, is making you think about what you're gonna do with everything you've done.
Right.
And, yeah, it really has come full circle.
And something that you did while you were studying creative industries, as you are right now, is that you had an assignment where you basically drafted up an idea.
Yeah.
And that idea is now gone on to become and taken over by the government to actually make that happen, to actually implement that in Queensland.
Yeah, that's really exciting. Yeah.
Yeah. So I would love for the audiences to know about this idea.
Yeah, sure. So for part of our, we call it our Creative Enterprise Studio Unit, which basically...
Sounds really cool.
Yeah, it does. And it doesn't really tell you what it's about from the name, but it's essentially a very fluid unit because each semester it actually changes up. So what QUT does is they actually connect with industry partners and get them to give the students a brief. So for this particular one that I was doing, we were given a brief by Economic Economic Development of Queensland, EDQ. So they're under the Queensland Queensland government. And what they were doing is basically developing North Shore, you know, where Eat Street is, because everyone only knows North Shore for Eat Street. And nothing else. So they actually want to, you know, develop it and make it into an actual place that people want to go to other than Eat Street. So we were given a brief to create, it was quite vague. They were asking us to come up with a creative program or a creative concept that was like diverse, sustainable, ethical, and it would attract a crowd, it was interactive, it was innovative, it was so
basically
many big
they want
words.
Everything,
yeah, exactly. And we were also like the first unit to try out this new format. So we were like the guinea pigs at the same time. We had nobody to look up to. We were just thrown in the deep end, take this brief, do something with it. And we were like, sure, we'll do that, sure. So yeah, we had to come up with an interactive idea to put on the site. So what happened was we were all asked to come up with two concepts and then cut it down to one concept, pitch it to the class, vote it down to six concepts, get into your groups, and then work on those six concepts throughout the semester.
Okay.
So I worked with this group. We called ourselves the Pixel People.
Yes.
And we came up with this idea where we wanted to create this wall, which was essentially made out of... what do you call those cargo containers? Because that's what Eat Street is made out of.
Yes.
So it was a wharf before that, and they wanted to keep the history as part of the site.
Right.
So we decided to go with cargo containers, and we were making this sort of like interactive AR art community project. So how it works is we would get artists, local artists, to come aboard, create this art piece, and then we would convert it into a digital. Convert it into like a digitalized version.
Yes, yes.
And you would use either an app or a website. We haven't quite decided. And we would want to have the community interact with the art piece through the app. And the main medium would be using AR.
Right.
So it was like, it was a public art piece and everyone could contribute and put their own spin to it.
Yeah.
And you could kind of see the progress when everybody contributes something and it's like, oh yeah, this is made by the people at North Shore. And we would like to have different art pieces throughout the year.
Right.
So we had six concepts in each class, and we had, I'm not sure how many, but each class had six ideas, and then I think throughout the cohort we had maybe 10 classes or more. I can't recall, but I know there were 55 teams in total.
Yeah.
So out of those 55 teams, another six got finalized, and with that six ideas, we were actually given the chance to pitch it to the people at EDQ, and we were doing it at CBUS, which is like the huge building next to QUT.
Yes.
It was so cool. Like the six teams went up to the top floor and we were like, oh my God, this
and
is so cool.
And present to the government.
Exactly. Yeah. It was like, act professional. Don't show your weaknesses. Yeah. So when we found out we were shortlisted, we were, of course, like super excited that we even got this. And The thing is, after we got selected, we were actually asked, do we want to continue with it? Because it would go above and beyond week 14. So, right. And like, you know, at that time, everyone is so busy with assignments, and then we have this thing to work on. And once we actually pitch outside QUT, we're not actually graded for that.
Right.
It was like completely voluntary if you wanted to go for it or not. Yeah. But we were like, yeah, let's just do it because...
Great decision.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, you don't get this opportunity all the time. So, of course, it's going to be tough with week 14, but just do it. And so we did, and we even got mentorship from our lecturer, and they even brought in external people to kind of help us adjust our pitch to an actual client because, you know, we're also used to just pitching to our lecturers and our audience and our students. But now you're pitching a real idea to stakeholders and people who want to make money off this. So it was quite a shift in changing our language and the type of angles we would present our idea.
Right.
Yeah, so we had to do that for 2 weeks. It was quite intensive because I was meeting up with my team like three times a week and I'm like, I see you guys so often. So we did that and then all six teams pitched it at CBUS and it was really interesting to see the types of ideas. You know, it was like a wide, diverse, like different ideas basically.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was so interesting to see all these ideas come up in one space.
Yeah.
And it was also inspiring, I guess, to be among these people who are so passionate and actually managed to get this far. So once we pitched those ideas, we waited for about 2 months and then the email came in saying that we were selected.
Right.
And when I saw it, I'm like, oh my God, guys, we won, we won. I couldn't believe it, honestly, because there were so many good themes out there. So it was so rewarding. It was great. It was really great. Yeah, so we got chosen and then we met up with EDQ and QUT and basically they were telling us, all right, so we're going to move forward with this. We still have to go through all the stakeholders, the risk assessments and everything. So it will take some time, but just to know that, you know, people think our idea is actually worth something, that was great.
Yeah. And the fact that they're going ahead with it and they want to implement it.
Exactly. Yeah. So it's probably going to kick off maybe end of this year, early next year. And we're probably going to help, the Pixel people are probably going to help more on an advisory role.
Because
we don't know how to make apps or I don't know how to do any of that. Yeah. So we'll probably just, you know, make sure, check in once in a while.
Just kind of go like, that's okay.
Yeah, I like that. No, take this out. Take that out. Yeah. It's really cool to do that. So I would say that uni has been, my uni experiences have been very rich.
Yeah.
And yeah.
I mean, just think about it. Like you made something for an assessment at university.
Yeah.
That will now almost be immortalized in Brisbane.
Yeah, if you put it that way. Yeah.
Yeah, like you made something and now that would exist in a city that you went to study.
Yeah.
That's great.
Was not expecting that at all. Yeah.
Like when you came here, you I'm sure, like no one thinks like, hey, I'm going to immortalize this art piece here.
I'm going to come to Brisbane just to do this project and I'm going to leave after that.
Yeah.
But yeah, you should, great.
This is a long shot, but you also should probably like pitch to EDQ and ask them to like kind of rename some of the things there for the Pixel people. Like call something like the Pixel people.
Yeah, why not? If it works out, if they like our ideas.
Or if they want you to sign somewhere.
Yeah, I can do that. Just send me all the documents, you know? That's really cool.
Thank you. And I think that's all the things that you've done, not only in your diploma, but also as an international student here, is a great mix of everything.
Mm-hmm.
It's focusing on your academics, using your academics to impact the community, working with your community, working with local businesses in Brisbane.
Yeah, that's right.
And it's all coming together and it's come out to be really great, just like Chitra.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. So if you put it that way.
Yeah.
It's a good metaphor.
Yeah. So thanks so much for being here, and this is a great experience.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure all the cheat codes that you gave about food and Malaysian food.
Yep.
I'm sure that there are Wikipedia articles that are being made about it. Thanks so much for being here, and thank you all for listening. We'll see you next time.
Thank you. Bye.